And so these three types of apologetics then are, he tells us, perspectivally related. For example, an argument for the existence of God, that's perspective one, you know, giving evidence and that sort of thing, that takes no account of unbelievers' objections to such arguments, that's perspective two, or to the ways in which an unbeliever, you know, satisfies themselves with an alternative worldview, that's perspective three, will to that extent be a weakened argument. So if you, he suggests, sometimes if you just use the evidential approach, and he's not talking about that in terms of, you know, the methodology, but just giving evidence, right? We can miss out on the things that we need to say if we don't buttress it with these other two aspects, right? And so he wants us to understand that, you know, these three work together. He says it's often useful in apologetics to ask whether an argument of type one, you know, that giving proof, can be improved by some supplemental argumentation of types two and three, or even of both two and three. So these three various types of apologetics, he says, are related, and they can work together and should work together.
Yeah. I think about our last book that we did, What About Evil by Scott Christensen, where, you know, that question could be implemented in all three of these, and that bolstering could be, well, you know, why did this evil happen? I'm doubting because I see evil happening. And so you can give an answer that says, well, you know, God is in control. He's sovereign of all things. Now, other believer or other non-believers might say, well, it doesn't look like there's any possibility for redemption to come about in this evil act. And so there's type two coming in. And so is there a response to that? And so you can give that one. And then coming in and say, also, the other side, you can ask them, well, how do you define evil? Where do you get your basis for evil? Boom, there's three. And all those were kind of intermixed and well done in that book. And so this type of approach for apologetics does that in the way that What About Evil did.